We want to continue our series on college for this week. This is the time of year when high school seniors receive their college acceptance or rejection letters. And today we're looking at historically black colleges. The reason is that there's a new study out that has some kind of surprising results. Up until the 1960s, historically black colleges, HBCs, were the primary higher learning institutions for many African Americans. Some of our decorated and elevated people in our country's history went to them. Oprah Winfrey, Spike Lee, even more. But historically black colleges, people are now asking if they're still a good option that give you the best chance for success. This new study says no. It says there's actually a stigma that goes along, despite getting a good education, that could hurt your chances at a job and income earning potential. Joining us now is Dr. Boyce Watkins, a finance professor at Syracuse University. Boyce, can you explain for us exactly what this study says? It's not commenting on the quality of the education.
Well, I think that the study does actually comment a little bit on the quality of the education, in the sense that what it's saying is that there are these disparate outcomes that occur when you attend an HBCU, primarily due to reduced earning opportunities for black students that go to these schools as opposed to predominantly white institutions. And I think, and also there's a component of the study that cites, reduced confidence and leadership ability, the inability or less ability to get along with other races, as well as a reduced likelihood of choosing that same school again if you had the opportunity to do it again. So I think that what it's saying is that, look, you know, many of these students are less satisfied, at least as it pertains to money and a couple of other things, than black students at other universities. So, the question at the end of the day, though, is this disparate outcome a result of an inferior education, or is it the result of some other societal factor that places some sort of stigma on students who have attended HBCUs?
Well, let me ask a student of a historically black college, Anthony Newby, graduated from Howard University in 1998, now runs a language translation company in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Anthony, can you answer Boyce's question there? Is it an inferior education, or is there a stigma on your resume?
I think the education actually is fantastic. For example, when I went in the mid-90s, there were more National Achievement Scholars that went to Howard University than any other school in the country. So it was attracting a very high quality of student, and the education I felt was fantastic. I think there could be a couple pieces to the results of the finding. Number one, there could be a possibility that the network opportunities are slightly less than at maybe some other schools because of the generational wealth that may or may not be at a black school that may be at some of these other schools. In other words, your dorm room mate or a classmate whose father inherited a company or is at a top tier of a corporation, the odds are maybe slightly less at a black school than they are at some of these other schools. So your odds of when you graduate and getting hired by your friend's father or relative, that's a possibility. The other part of this is the service part of a black school is very highly emphasized, and this goes back to maybe the early part of the 20th century with W. E. Du Bois and emphasizing that the talented tenth of the black population should really focus on the highest tier of education, and then sort of that would trickle down into the rest of the population. That was the hope at the early part of the 20th century. And so that culture still exists of helping, of community. In fact, the slogan, each one, teach one, is you'll hear that everywhere in black campuses. And that's more a testament to helping each other versus sort of a focus on your degree and get as much money as you can at the end of the day.
That's Anthony Newby. He graduated from Howard University in 1998. Howard, obviously a historically black college. Dr. Boyce Watkins of Syracuse University. One way we might be able to find out what's really at heart here is to compare these results at a historically black college with those at other specialized schools, religious institutions, maybe all-girls schools. Would that help us understand whether this is a comment on the education or, as Anthony Newby suggests, perhaps the contacts that you make?
Well, you know, I think that that could be helpful. But what I will say, though, is that he made a very good point about the fact that many of the HBCUs, particularly the very best ones, Howard, Spelman, and others, give a better education than many of the predominantly white institutions. For example, my daughter is picking colleges now, and I'm actually pushing her to go to Howard because the point that he made is very important, that your success is determined by more than the size of your paycheck. And what happens at many predominantly white institutions, not just to the students but also to the faculty, is that there's a message that sort of says, look, you're better now because you've risen above your blackness, and because you're better than those people you left behind, you don't have to worry about those people you left behind. And what that does is that becomes a huge drain of human capital from black America. And so depending on how you define success, I think that we can easily argue that students, many students from HBCUs, are far better off than students from predominantly white institutions. But one thing that also must be confronted is that most people that either attend an HBCU or teach in an HBCU can cite numerous inefficiencies in terms of how education is administered, how things are done, how the money is spent, et cetera. And much of that comes from the fact that it's difficult to sort of force out old school leadership principles that may be holding some of these universities back. So I think that when you talk about those inefficiencies, and you also talk about the racial branding stigma that exists in our society, many of these disparities in terms of outcomes are not necessarily the fault of the students who attend these universities. So I actually think HBCUs, in most cases, are actually better institutions than the other alternatives that are out there.
That's Dr. Boyce Watkins, finance professor at Syracuse University. We also spoke with Anthony Newby, a graduate of the historically black college Howard University in 1998. That's what you just heard Boyce say is echoed by one of our listeners. Tamara in Baltimore wrote, ambition yields a high-paying job regardless of where you go to school. I made $56,000 at 26. Ambition and connections are what matters most. Thanks to both of you.
We certainly want to hear from you. Did you go to a historically black college, a religious university? Call us with your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And we're also soliciting your thoughts on Libya and our role in it. One listener posted to thetakeaway.org to say, why does the U.S. rush to Libya and Iraq while Ivory Coast burns? Libya sells us oil. Ivory Coast sells us cocoa. Either agree with that or take issue with it at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.